A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Previously on Feed the Beast.
Sky Byrne, I'm an exec with Biotechnica.
So what do you want from us?
A partnership. Even heaven needs friends, right?
I don't understand people at all. I need technology to help me out.
You would not be testing anything that we would consider unsafe.
What are you offering right now?
A lowdown on what Netwatch put in place when they took over the site.
Oh, this will be fun. No, you'll like it. Once you get a taste for it, it all becomes very natural. Don't worry. Maybe you should have brought different shoes.
As soon as they spot any one of us for even a split second, up on top there, there's going to deploy that drone.
We could go back, get car, drive through, big smash. We're going in anyway, right?
Straight and pure, straight through the glass window.
Chairs smash against the lab walls, and then you pull to a halt.
Well, that's been driving with Sprocket. I hope everyone can vomit outside of car, please.
Is Skye just white as a ghost?
Oh, yeah. She's totally out of her element. She does not like this at all.
I bet you didn't know this car could do that, huh, Eugene?
I did, actually.
It's okay. It's in the hands of right driver, it works well.
Wax will jump out of the car and start making his way to the Netwatch, what he hopes is an access point.
Perception checks quickly.
14 for Wax. Not great.
23.
9 for Sprocket.
Spitfire jumps out after Wax because he's going to be kind of taking point notes to Nod to be looking for long distance threats. And he starts to scan as he's running with Wax.
As you jump out of the car, you see coming around the corner from where the grand entrance is, a walking drone about the size of a Great Dane.
Whoa.
Basically, one of those Boston Dynamics
big fucking
robots.
Dogs. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A quadruped.
Fast, except not useless.
Not massively fast. It clumps into view at the end of the corridor. Its grenade launcher and guns are trained upon you. It's quicker than you guys, so before you guys roll.
So I don't even get a chance to like call it out. Just I just spot it
as
and it
you
fires.
Call it out, it launches a grenade. Yep.
Dark drone thing.
So roll your initiative while I decide whether it hits you.
14 for Sprocket.
15 for Spitfire.
And 16 for Wax.
Hey, nice.
Oh, that's great.
One off.
A 6 is not going to cut it. I crit failed. The grenade hits the windscreen and goes barreling past behind you to the east end of the building where it starts releasing tear gas into the corridor. First to go is Wax.
Wax will book it to where He has been told that there is an access point.
Sprocket, perfect driver, has parked you right outside.
The wonders of a 33.
As you walk in, the power comes back on in the room and the holographic water modelling displays come on. The last experiment run here sloshes virtual water back and forth across the virtual tanks in the room.
Access point.
So in the back corner of the room where a bulk of the computer systems are is a ad hoc set of Netwatch gear.
So Wax will kick open the door and book it to that end of the room and jack in.
You find yourself in a Netwatch net lobby. It is absolutely zero fucking frills. And into that plain white space appears a robotic samurai. Speed check.
I haven't deployed any of my actions.
What's because you appeared next to a killer. You don't have time.
I know. Damn it.
That's a 17.
Yeah, I don't beat that. I don't beat that any day.
Well, it does 4d6 to a program. Don't have any programs running. So it draws its sword, its burning eyes fix on you, and it decides it's going to follow you through the net. What do you do?
Huh. Remember how Phil said he was going to hurt us this time round?
I do.
It begins.
That's the idea.
I'm going to activate my Polaria as my first action to increase my speed.
Yep.
I'm going to activate a banhammer and use it.
Your virtual version of Sprocket's hammer appears in your hands and you swing at the killer. 10 defense.
7. I miss.
The samurai sways out of the way.
Fuck it. Wax activates his Delaria, activates his banhammer. It misses. He then jacks out. That's my turn.
Spitfire.
As he starts running in the direction of Wax, because he's going to be protecting Wax while he's going into the net, he's going to yell back to the others first. Do you reckon you guys have this?
Sure.
And before he runs off in the direction of Wax, he gets his crossbow out and he's going to take one armor-piercing shot at the drone.
It's just within the 25-meter band.
That is going to be an 18.
Hits.
Good. And that'll be 12 points of damage.
It slams in, but is definitely not going to disable it just yet.
He shoots that on the fly and does a little slide in to the room to be with Wax. And he also just calls over his shoulders, make sure to pick up the arrow once you're done.
Virtual water splashes over you as you run through the hologram, ready to back up Wax. Sprocket is next.
Jump out, car door open, taking the AR from the car seat. Cover your ears, everyone.
Nice.
20.
Yeah, hits.
13 damage.
You take position, aim down the sights. You put a bullet through its robotic chassis. Next up is the Way. She opens the door on the other side, also takes aim with her assault rifle.
Sprocket gives her a nod like, good idea.
The Way was goddamn badass last time, except now she just crit failed.
She can't take the shot. Everything's a bit too chaotic and she has to sort of duck the tear gas grenade as it flies past her and she can't get an accurate shot.
I mean, unlike Sprocket, she's also not used to what was essentially a car crash.
Compound bow at the ready. Nod joins the fray. Yes, that's a hit.
Hell yeah. Do it for love, Nod.
I won't go that far.
Holy shit, that's 21.
Arrow has a very broad head and takes a massive chunk of sparking machinery out of it. One of its legs sort of almost buckles, but the other three compensate as it stands back up. That is the end of the round. The demons go first. So the first thing that happens is that the air drone hovers its way down and appears through that smashed window to the south of you and takes aim at the closest thing it can see, which is Sprocket standing out of cover to it.
I didn't take into account it could just fire from the outside.
From the outside into the building. Yes.
Sorry, guys.
Apologize to Sprocket when she's dead.
I don't have to.
No, I'll do it now.
She won't hear me. I'll tell Vlad.
How can it be another one? How?
You put him in the jail.
You also had a chance to grenade us into oblivion. You're giving yourselves all these chances and you're not pulling through.
The whirring of its rotors give you just enough time to duck the poison flechette that thuds into the car next to you. The walking drone fires another tear gas grenade. That one hits.
Nice. Well,
the tear gas grenade hits pretty much everyone who's standing around the car. So you need to make a resist check.
It affects your eyes, right? Not your, like, sinuses.
Correct.
Eyes. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, your nasal filters just, will not block
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was just trying to think about, like, does that change anything?
The best way to the eyes is through the nose.
That old saying, yes.
the others are hiding in the car.
Yeah, they're not doing anything right now. They really are not helping.
Fucking corpse.
Might put a point of luck in here. 15 for Sprocket.
Hell yeah.
Beats the DB13, isn't it? Yeah.
Come on the way. I don't really care about Nod.
She doesn't have any points in resist. She's just working off her willpower.
God damn
it.
Neither do I. Oh, wow. That's great. She makes it.
Hell yeah.
Nod does not.
My eyes.
You guys can duck out the way, but he is squinting intently down the sight on his compound bow and doesn't notice the cloud of gas spewing into his eyes. And he is affected by the damaged eye, which gives him, I believe...
-4?
-4 to any aim check that he takes. Initiative, please.
11 for Spitfire.
0.
16 for Sprocket.
0.
Yeah, I rolled a crit run and then rolled a 10.
Jesus.
Holy shit, says Wei, we forgot about you. She lifts up her assault rifle, points it at the air drone that's hovering menacingly in the shattered window.
Fair.
And goes for a full auto burst.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
So 20.
That's surely.
She needed a 17, so she gets it by 3. So it's 2d6.
Oh!
Nice.
10 times 3.
Oh!
30 hit points.
Holy shit.
Baby!
Full auto. That is beautiful.
Full auto is really good.
Full auto is absolutely dope if you hit it by a good margin.
Can I trade in my crossbow now?
That's all its fucking hit points.
It goes down in one shot.
She just volleys it, nails its rotors.
That is badass.
And it just sparks and crashes into the garden in front of you. Totally smashes through it.
Tear gas. She gets out of the way, spots a drone, goes, oh, I should take care of that. And then does.
Yeah. Sprocket, you're up.
Oh my God. Boshy boy.
I love this woman.
She like would have made a move to like, oh, shoot at the drone since it's coming, but then it just like falls down. So she goes, oh, and then moves to shoot the robo dog instead.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, that's a 33. That's a 24.
Within a few seconds, a hail of automatic fire spraying from your defended position. Sure, there's tear gas going, but doesn't bother you. And you put the drone out for good.
Shit.
Yeah, 24 is totally
we did
enough.
It.
It was on its
yeah,
last
I know.
Legs.
I'm just annoyed that... That's when you roll high.
You always roll high.
Yeah, but you roll high when you don't need it. No. And then you're like...
Should also point out to the listeners that Phil ain't fudging these rolls. He just rolls shit.
I just roll terribly.
Mm. Very terribly.
Send him
terribly.
Some lucky dice, please.
Yeah, I mean, all I wanted to do was hit you with the one fucking dart. Hit you with the poison. But no, guys are too effective.
Should have used frag grenades.
Blitzkrieg.
Are the rest of us out of initiative and it's just potentially Chris in the net? Or are there other...
At the moment, yeah.
Yep, cool.
Cool, I'm going to jack back in. Hey, Samurai.
Speed check against the killer, please.
You got this, Chris.
No, I don't.
All right, well...
Well, it beats me, but it does nothing.
Yeah, it goes to stab your programs, but it's like, oh, you don't have any.
You have no programs.
I guess I will just follow you.
Very good. Samurai, killer. First thing I'm going to do, Wax will fire up his seer, his oracle scrying portal.
It materializes from the bottom up in front of you and then fills with mystical liquid.
He begins to try and pathfind with 14 as the roll.
There's a file and then a password.
Great. A file and then a password?
Correct.
I am going to move down, grab that file.
You need to ID it first.
I will ID it. That's a 9.
Just picked up the defensive protocols for this facility. Looks like there is one more of those hounds on the top floor and a 10-minute EDA on a NetWatch response from the city. I'm also picking up some environmental defenses around the quarantine server itself.
Right, cool, thanks. I can't do anything else because that's my 3 turns.
Great.
That's my 3 actions.
Perception checks for the others.
16 for Spitfire.
13 for Sprocket.
So it's the Wei who's the one who points out that the elevator to the east, the opposite direction where the hound came, is going up to the top floor.
Cool. Samurai's turn.
The killer goes to attack you. 11.
I beat that on a 12.
It goes to drive its sword through your activated scrying bowl, but you deftly spin it out of the way. What do you do?
While Chris is figuring that out, can Spitfire be looking around the room that he's been in with Wax? Is there anything of importance? Because he's in a separate room now to the others. Like, is there anything...
You can make me a electronics check here.
36.
Those things in the ceiling are top of the line hollow projection hardware.
What have they been used for thus far? Like
modeling water dynamics.
Okay. Well, you said it's on the...
They're on the ceiling. Yeah. So you'll need to grab something to stand on.
Oh, well, he'll start looking around the room whether there's like ladders or a crate or even a way he can definitely
maneuver. Are you trying to like steal them or repurpose them?
He looks at that and goes, there's no way that I must have those.
That's super valuable.
I must have that. And he's got time.
Yeah, I mean, it'll take you 5 minutes to safely uninstall them. Each one. There's three.
They're 10 minutes away.
I don't know that.
He doesn't know that.
No. I don't know that. He's going to start.
So you pull up a chair, you grab one of the chairs, stick it in the center of the space, climb your way through the water visualization and try to start uninstalling these. Yeah, give me a security. Sorry, an electronics check.
24.
That'll uninstall one in the next 5 minutes.
Yeah, great.
My first action is I'm going to activate my worm. My second action is I am going to backdoor this door.
So you head down to level 3, DV8, please.
I draw equal with it, so it beats me.
Yeah, yeah.
I go again for it. With a 10, I get past it.
Nice.
Bam, dabby doozy.
It's turn.
The elevator reaches the top floor. Next round, it's going to come back down to the bottom.
Chris, have you been conveying anything so far from the net to us? Because like,
nope, not yet.
Okay. It's just in the zone.
No, he's in there. You're in the room with him.
Yeah.
We're out watching this lift go up.
So what do you guys do? Are you going to take cover behind the car? What are you planning?
I mean, the idea that comes first to mind is just take cover, arm up.
Yeah, I mean, you could cover behind the car. You could go into one of the labs. Like, you could hide so that it doesn't know where the fuck you guys are when it arrives. There are a few options you could go for.
The only thing
Go for this room here where the Netrunner is.
Yeah.
Is where its priority is.
The only thing is, like, it's very delicious to have... Once the door's open, we could just go fucking A.
You know these defenses will always outreact you, though. As the door's open, it will shoot before you will.
Is that, like, closed off?
All of these are labs that you can get into on the north side, and they have solid walls. So you can go through the doors, and then you're kind of hidden, or you can use the door as cover to shoot from.
It might be best to try and hide. It will buy us time and it will give us a different area of cover.
So you duck into the robotics lab, and as you do, the Wei grabs Nod and she starts pulling him in. She goes for a paramedic role to try and clear his eyes out.
Yeah.
That's going to take about a minute if she can pass her check. Yep, she's a good paramedic. She gets something out of her satchel that is going to bind with the tear gas chemical and start washing it out of his eyes. He is obviously distressed and kind of flailing and trying to pour at his eyes while she tries to sort him out.
Would you guys let us know anything that's going on? Like, is there any communication?
Do you yell out to those guys in the lab?
I would assume as we're running into the lab, we've got incoming coming down from top floor.
That's pretty much it.
Good luck.
As he's like working on the pictures, like, do you need help?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
We'll see.
Yell out.
You're so determined to steal those high-end projectors.
Oh, it's great. I found something very valuable.
Let's have our netrunners go first, and then we will see what happens when the drone appears. The samurai comes in first, going for your programs.
Yay.
8.
6.
Which programs do you
have? I have two programs up. I have a worm and my seer.
Go for your worm.
Does it derez or destroy?
If it derezes it,
it destroys it. It's destroyed.
To fries the worm on your deck, derezing it at the same time. What do you do?
I am going to fucking just start heading down. Next level.
Two skunks. So the first one is a 9 speed.
First one hits.
And the second one is a 7 speed.
It misses.
You get virtually sprayed by one of the skunks waiting on this floor. You're a -2 to slide checks.
Fine. I'm not sliding away from anything. And I continue on down.
You're at a control node, DV8, and holding the controls of that node is a tall, powerfully built black man with burning eyes and a freak. It controls the air drone.
Well, then I fucking just move past it.
Bye.
Yeah, all right.
Uh-oh. 2 more black ice.
Oh, good.
A lich and a raven.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me?
That's right. That's what I rolled on the table.
Sorry, what is a lich?
Bad.
A lich is a skeleton draped in black robes that tries to reduce your mental stats. Not very fast, though, so... Yeah, 0 on the lich's speed.
So I just have to... Well, I'm defender, so I win.
The raven gets a 13 on its speed.
Okay, I have to roll 9 or 10. Yeah, and I roll a 24. So I'm fine.
Jesus.
Yeah, so you start powering down through the net and you just start whipping through floors. And these black eyes try to take swings at you and you're just getting your groove now and you just dodge, weave, duck out of each of these attacks. And these black eyes kind of start forming this swarm that follows you as you... dip down through.
I have 5 black eyes following me right
now. Yeah. So you've got two skunks.
Two skunks,
a killer, a lich, and a raven following you.
Yeah, and I've spent no turns. Push on. Let's go.
Password, DV8.
Jesus. It's terrifying.
Fuck, I'm going to spend 3 points of luck, all my luck, on this password, because I don't. That's a lot. I pass it by a lot.
Okay.
That's 17 or whatever.
Great, you're through. So that's your first action.
Next floor.
Yes.
Control node. This one's actually a DV10. It's controlled by another Ifrit. Yes, it controls the spider drone. And you can see it controls an active spider drone. Thank
fuck.
As in the one that might be coming
to
kill us, maybe?
The one that's coming down at the very end of this turn.
Great. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Now, to wrestle control for it, I have to destroy it.
You have to destroy the
Ifrit. And then I have to take control.
Then you have to take control.
This is a clutch performance right here.
Let's fucking destroy this thing. I am going to activate my sword. Is it, as a demon, considered a black ice?
Yes.
Great. Okay. Yes, I'm going to use my sword.
So you pull your Greco-Roman sword into your hand, your virtual hand, and...
virtually swing at it.
7.
Oh, thank God. 11. Let's see if I can destroy its res in one hit. Yes, I've got to kill it.
Oh.
Please. It's not good.
It's not good. I think an Ifrit has around like 10 or 15 res.
25 res.
God.
I deal 9 points of damage to it. So I have a couple of options. 1, jack out safely because I have 5 black ice on me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the black ice...
a lich, 2 skunks, a raven and a killer.
Yeah, the lich is the most dangerous to you personally.
Because I think it's 4d6 damage direct to my head, to my brain, or 5d6.
No, the lich does no damage to your brain.
Oh, really?
But it reduces your intelligence, your reflex, and your dexterity by 1d6 for an hour.
Shit.
Oh, that's right.
They do damage to the stats.
Yeah.
Yeah, for an hour.
Fuck.
Psychosomatically, yeah. So you're not actually in danger of like taking that much brain damage. But
yeah, but I might just be useless.
it's possible.
Sorry, is that to each or to randomly?
All 3 at the same time. 1d6 to all 3.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What the hell is on that second floor net then?
Sorry, friends. I ain't helping out with this. I jack out.
What's wrong?
I safely jack out. I ain't going in there again.
So are we done here?
Wax will lift up his virtuality goggles, or fucking not, and will pull out a pistol.
Do you still need that help?
Probably.
Ding. The doors open. Initiative.
Oh, we're so boned. 15 from Sprocket.
Wax is on 8.
Spitfire is 17.
Hey, the fuck are Sky and Eugene doing? Are they
they're
still
in the car.
They're still in the car. Sky is... You can't actually see her because she's in the footwell somewhere. She kind of lost her nerve pretty much instantaneously. And then her employee is covering her. They're not helping.
No. I just forgot.
I just forgot what they're doing?
Yeah.
It
was just that moment of like, wait, what the fuck? Did they die? Where are they?
In the robotics lab, you are closest,
yes.
But are you hiding in there so that you're not seen, or you're actually like peeking out, ready to fire?
I'm peeking out, ready to take fire.
As soon as it walks out, its gun should train on you and it fires at you. A automatic burst from its onboard heavy SMG. It's 17 exactly, so not quite enough. Yeah. A burst of automatic fire fills the doorway just before you duck out of view.
Mm-hmm.
You feel the displaced air of one of the bullets go past you as you duck back just in time. It is Spitfire's go.
With a begrudging sigh, he...
Thanks, dude.
He stops what he's doing. He jumps off the chair, lands, has a little... forward roll to break the impact on his poor old knees. And he races to just to peek himself out the corner. He has another arrow ready, quickly flips around and takes an aim straight at what he assumes is trouble.
You're one lab further away from the lift, so you're in the 13 to 25 band. 15, please.
Easy.
Damage?
14.
Fantastic. Good shot, sir.
Easy.
Surrender now.
No.
Shoot it. More.
Armed forces are on the way.
Sprocket.
Does it look affected by the arrow, or is it just like...
I mean, like emotionally, or...
Yeah, like, what's this... No.
It hurt, but it's got more than half its structural integrity left.
Yeah. And how far away is it? It's 7 to 14 for me.
Correct.
Shotgun.
Yeah. So I'm just going to... Normal shotgun.
Oh, you know, it would have been good to hide just beside the elevator when it steps out. Hammer it.
It's 20. The TikTok meme. Bonk.
Yeah. That would have been great, yes.
Are you gonna bonk meme it?
I've got to bonk something.
20, yeah, that hits.
Yep. Oh, it's a robot, so you can't do critical.
Holy no critical. Shit, 23.
So it is a awesome shot that rips a huge chunk through the main body of the walking drone, but does not quite disable it.
Right.
Is my arrow damaged?
Yes.
I don't think you're getting that. I don't think you're getting
I'm
that.
Trying to conserve.
There are 10 more encounters in this campaign. Wax.
Wax takes two shots with his pistol.
So you appear next to your friend Spitfire at the door.
Friend's strong word,
ooh,
isn't it?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Colleague.
Professional colleague.
Professional colleague, yes.
Hope you get head wounded.
Fire away.
No, they're friends. Yeah, I'm going to miss on my first shot, but on my second shot, I will hit.
Roll damage.
I do 13 points of damage.
You steal the kill.
No, I know.
Sprocket puts a huge
hole. But I was hoping it would last one last round so that I could actually bonk it.
Hey, you can still bonk it when it's down.
No, it's not the same.
Go on, give it a bonk.
It's not the same.
Unfortunately, Wax is the one who pops out. Quick shot, adjusts his aim, getting used to being back in meat space, and then
bang,
straight through the power supply.
Cool.
Its legs splay out underneath it, and it powers down.
Did you learn anything?
Yeah,
what's going on?
Get into the elevator. We're going up.
How much time do we have?
Not long. Less than 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Go.
The way is still tending to nod, and she's like, oh, I'll follow you. Go.
Is Nod all right?
He's fine. I just need to clear this shit out of his eyes.
We're heading up to the second level.
Okay,
you join us when you can.
Wax is already in the elevator.
Yeah. Spitfire slides in. Oh, is Sky with us?
She's still cowering. If you don't say anything to her, she doesn't come with you.
I don't fucking care.
All right, then she doesn't come with us.
I think as we're running, we're like, going to elevator.
She hears you shouting back and forth.
Are you coming?
Okay. Do you stop to wait for her, or are you just hitting that button?
How many minutes have we spent, roughly?
Two.
We got 8 minutes left.
You don't wait for her?
Nah.
Great.
Use the stairs.
No, we'll wait for her.
Come on.
Five of you plus Vlad. Six of you.
He doesn't take up space.
Yeah. Pile into...
You don't have to worry about...
And as the doors close, you hear hermetic seals power on around the doors of the elevator and the hissing of gas. I need everyone to make a DB13 resist drugs check, please.
Fuck, you really took a note out of Pondsmith, didn't you?
I mean...
I'm not going to luck this.
I'm going to add a point of luck.
Sprocket, you're not affected.
Sprocket, you're not affected.
What was I trying to pass?
Poison. Gas. Poison gas. Gas.
Yeah, but what was the DB?
13.
Fuck!
How you doing, Sean?
12.
Oh, I've only got a base of 7.
You have nasal filters.
I'm an idiot.
As long as you don't breathe through your mouth, you're fine.
Okay.
I had a base of 5 and I rolled a 7, so I got a 12. If I'd have used the luck, I would have made it.
Sky has toxin binders and she is fine. Eugene... just big. He goes...
He does yoga. He controls his breathing.
He just holds his breath. But Spitfire slumps against the side and Wax...
I rolled a 25.
Jesus Christ.
He's you like managed to quickly hold your breath. The only person affected is Spitfire slumped against the door panel.
What kind of gas is this? Spitfire? What are you talking about?
It's a sleep gas elevator. That's what it's called.
Oh, so I'm out.
You're asleep. You're
Spitfire.
Unconscious.
What are you...
Spitfire
would that
was
affect...
maybe right at the point of like where the gas
you were, like,
came
right underneath
there.
One.
Would that affect Vlad? Only humans.
Yeah, it'd probably affect him.
He's gone to sleep.
He just naps.
He naps a lot, yeah, anyway. Yeah.
So you have to make that each turn until you deactivate it.
Great.
How do we...
You just need to spot it first.
I'm not gonna.
Conceal reveal, DV17.
17? Motherfucker.
The gas is released. Spitfire immediately succumbs and slumps against the wall. Everyone else manages to hold their breath in these first few seconds while you frantically look around for the machinery. Anyone spot it?
Yes, I got a 26.
Sprocket completely not feeling drowsy at all.
Well, it's because of the nasal filters, yeah. So she's just breathing normally.
That is a good time to roll big.
She's like, oh, she sees, would it be like mist in the air? Kind of like a diffuser almost. Like
you see just like a little wobble in the air. You run your hand around and you can feel it coming out.
And she's like gesturing, it's here, it's here. How do we stop it?
You need a DV17 electronics check.
I could make that.
Or you can try smashing it.
Can I?
Hammer time.
You can try smashing it, yeah.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
I can electronics it.
Uh-huh.
I'll let... You, Ellen, as a player, decide yes. what your character would do.
She would try
You've
and smash
spotted it.
It.
So you can either do one of two things, tell me, or smash.
She's going to try and smash
Absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, she
of
would
all.
Smash it.
So she's probably just going to use the... Does the butt of a gun count as melee?
Use or? The sledgehammer, Ellen.
Use the sledgehammer, Ellen.
In an elevator?
Use the sledgehammer, Ellen.
Of cool. Of course it can.
Okay.
One person's only room to swing it.
One person's on the ground.
Well, I think elevator, and I think, you know, an elevator.
It's not tiny, tiny.
Okay, if there's room to swing it.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, I mean, there's five of you. You make everyone stand back.
Okay, yeah, she, like, runs her hands, feels it, kind of looks around, and then just, like, goes both hands to her back, pulls out the sledgehammer, and then just, like...
Roll damage.
14 damage.
Well, that's a start, yeah. So you reel back and start hammering into the casing that holds the trap's computer and mechanism. It's going to take a few more swings like that to actually deactivate it. Everyone roll their check.
I am going to try and get the doors to open.
Cool. That is an electronics check.
There we are.
The funny thing is, like, even if you all fall unconscious, eventually
I will get
the
it.
Immune one will yes. get you out of the elevator by, yeah. by slamming it repeatedly.
So
where there's a will, there's a way.
I presume there's like electronics at the side of the door.
Yes. Yeah, so that's not the Netwatch trap. That is the actual elevator.
Elevator.
Yeah. So you rip off the panel.
And Wax rolls a 16.
That isn't enough
that
to
isn't
bypass
enough.
The door, no. Eugene pulls Spitfire to his feet.
Uh-huh. What happened?
Both of you need to make the check again.
What's the check again?
DV13 resist drugs. Eugene fails it.
What? How?
the both of you
we
then
like,
collapse.
We like knock heads into each other and then fall down into each
other.
Oh
my God.
Sky collapses asleep.
Wax falls unconscious as well.
Wax falls unconscious. So it's basically...
Hammery do!
It's just Spitfire just slamming into the device with a hammer. How many turns does it take you to crack it open?
Oh my God! That's terrible!
Another
yep,
turn.
So it's been 6 seconds. Yep, another turn.
Oh,
I feel like you were distracted
sake.
By everyone like falling asleep.
Yeah,
like
she
a
just
very
hears
half-hearted
all this...
the security are going to come.
It's eating into your time, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
19.
Yep.
Yeah, it's more time. Keep going.
14.
Keep going.
11.
So...
How many rounds was that?
5.
I'm going to say by the time you hammer into it, rip through, you've lost another minute
yep.
out
yep.
of your time. And then you have to wake everybody
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's
going to
gonna
like,
immediately
come on,
start...
Get the fuck
slapping
up.
And shaking, like two fists, Wax in one and Spitfire in the other, and just shaking them vigorously.
The two of you get pulled up by the rather burly nomad teenager. The doors are still closed.
Wake up, we need to get out of here.
Right.
Doors open now.
All right, I'm on it. And Wax will try the electronics check again.
And I'll assist.
Why don't you do it?
Yeah, you do it.
I'll assist.
Yep, I got a 25.
So the doors come open, you're still on the ground floor, and as the doors open, there's Wei and Nod like, what the hell are you doing?
He just waves them, come in.
Why are they asleep? What's going on?
Long story, don't have much time.
Okay. They pile in, there's now like seven of you, and you in here.
And some, yeah.
You head up to the third floor.
Waking the other two.
Waking the other two finally.
And
they
giving,
come to
groggily. Vlad a little, just kind of scritch. He kind of like, his little eyes just kind of go like.
Spitfire ugh. Just points to Jane to show her the where we were slashing.
Well, she's pretty obvious where the hammer has gouged a giant hole in the wall of the lift where the device was mounted behind. And she's like, okay. Right. Sky is regretting everything. And then you appear on the third floor. The doors come open.
You have been listening to Feed the Beast, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. Cyberpunk Red and all associated properties are trademark of R. Talsorian Games. Used with permission.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.